ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्ये कन्याकुमारि धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो वी एक्चुअली बिफोर वी एंटर इन टू द स्टडी ऑफ द उपनिषद टेक्स्ट एज सच वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ द शास्त्रम प्रेजेंट्स द टीचिंग especially before studying this particular Upanishad. The teaching is presented in three steps. The first step is what is the actual vision of the teaching, vision of the text, vision of the teaching. And what is that ultimately we are going to gain by studying the Shastra? That's called Uddeshaha. Shastra se Uddeshaha. In Tamil also you have this word Uddeshaha. And how that vision is presented, how it is defined, how it is unfolded. So you can say definition. Literally if it's definition, but you have how it is defined, how it is, that vision is how it is brought to understanding, how the vision is given through definition, isn't it? It's called a lakshanam. So uddeshaha, then we have next step is lakshanam. Once the teaching and method, how the method is presented, how it's unfolded, how the vision is given, how the teach it is defined, the lakshanam is presented, and the third step is you have this how that definition presented or the methodology presented to give the vision is non-refutably infallible. So establishing the non-refutable infallibility of this definition or the teaching is called Vicharaha. In this context, vichara literally enquiry, but here it is presented in three steps. So if we take what is the uddesha, shastrasya uddeshaha kaha, what is the shastram aiming at? You have to remember always, I have told you many times, Pooja Swamiji also would have heard him saying also, Shastram, the very word Shastram, if you remember the meaning of that word, you never forget the meaning, then Shastra Uddesha will never be forgotten. But Shastram, the very word Shastram means what? It has come from the root Shas, Shasti, second conjugation root. So Shasti means governs. Tra Dhatu is also there. Trayate protects. So Shasti Trayate Iti Shastram. Shastanat Trayate Iti Shastram. So that which protects whom, definitely simply us. That which protects us. Trayate. How does Shastram protect us? By blessing us with this vision. Only vision of the Shastram becomes our vision. That is where our protection is. Sarvam jnane parisamapyate. Isn't it? So that which protects us by blessing us with the absolute ultimate vision of the truth. But for not, the Shastra doesn't give us only the vision, it also helps us prepare the mind for that vision also. In order to help us to prepare our minds for the vision also, it teaches us the way of life. By teaching us the way of life, by governing our way of life. So, Shasti. by governing the very way of life, that which uses blesses with the vision, that which protects us is called Shastram. Shasanat Trayate Iti Shastram. And what is that vision which really protects us? Talkamhanda Uddesha. Finally we have to say Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha. We can reduce three into two sentences also. What is there is only Brahma. Brahmaiva Satyam. The whole entire jagat is mithya. So the jiva is another than Brahma. Every individual is essentially, not every individual, everything here is nothing but Brahma, essentially. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. This is the ultimate vision of the Shastra. This is called what now? Shastra's aim is to bless us with this vision. When the vision is given to us, when we get this vision, when we have this vision, Shastra's vision becomes transferred to our minds. When we have the vision, and Shastram has served its purpose. So for which, for us to have this vision, there's a lakshanam. Lakshanam means, now we take this sentence here. Brahma Satyam, first sentence. Jagan Mithya. Jivaha Brahmaiva Na Aparaha. When you take this in sentence, suppose what is Brahma? So what is Brahman? This is a definition, isn't it? You know, Brahman cannot be defined. That's another thing. So what we have, the Brahman has no attributes. Therefore, it cannot be defined. Because of its attributelessness, reality can never be defined. This is Shastram with its own lakshanams. The tatastha lakshanam, swarupa lakshanam. Like that we have, I taught in Taittiriya Upanishad. Hope you remember that. If you don't remember, it doesn't matter. We'll remind you again. So lakshan, tatastha lakshanam, swarupa lakshanam, etc. Then Satyam. Satyam means the truth. A real reality. Okay, Brahma Satyam. So reality alone is real. Brahman alone is real. So what is real? So Trikala Abadhitam Satyam. This is called Lakshanam. Satyam is a word. Satyam means real. What is reality? What is real? Trikala Abadhitam Satyam. That which is non-negatable in all three periods of time. Trikala Abadhitam Satyam. Like that we have each lakshanam also is there for each word. To arrive at that vision, there is a method, there are definitions how to arrive at that vision. Now Jagan Mithya. So what is Jagat? What is Mithya? Like that we have Lakshanam. Then when it's established how Jagat is Mithya, how Brahman is Satyam, what is it was established, and each definition also, we had to establish how each definition is non-refutably infallible. Dosha Rahitya. Also we have to present. Also there. So here, as an introduction to the very Upanishad which we have decided to study now, this time, first what is taken is the Lakshanam. Okay. Now Uddesha is very, already we know. Shastra Uddesha is very clear. So instead of straight away going to Brahma Satyam, here the introduction given here is the mithyatvam of the jagat universe. How the universe is mithya. Mithyatvam of the jagat is established in the very introduction. We have not entered into the Upanishad text as such, okay? We are still just in, first is simply only introducing the teaching. It is understanding the mithyatvam of the jagat is also as important as understanding satyatvam of Brahman. How we understand Brahman alone is real, so it's equally important to understand that this universe is mithya. I'm not translating the word mithya into unreal. Okay? Very important. Therefore, here, what is taken is mithyatvam is taken here. Mithyatvam means what? What is mithya here? Jagat is mithya. To understand jagat is mithya, universe is mithya, because the whole universe which you are experiencing all the time, you are perceiving it, enjoying it, you are part of it, you relate to it, but this jagat is mithya. Means, what does the word mithya mean? What is mithya? Of course, you've already learnt so many, we've covered already, you all understood. But what is mithya? See, when you say that mithya, when you add this tvam, it becomes a noun. Mithya, mithyatvam. Mithyatvam, something entertaining, enjoying the status of being mithya. Mithyatvam. So there is a definition of mithyatvam. What is mithya? Mithyatvam kim? What do you mean by saying mithyatvam? Is it something enjoying the world, the jagat, enjoying the status of being mithya means what? So anything and everything which is perceived, perceptible, is mithya. Yadyat jnayam, yadyat drishyam, yadyat prameyam, tattat mithya. Anything and everything perceptible, perceived, seen, known, is mithya. So what is anything known, seen, perceived, perceptible, enjoyable, experienced is mithya. Known, seen, perceived, experienced is mithya. Means, what is mithya? So we literally already know very well, all of you know very well, mithya is that which is neither real nor unreal. Neither satyam nor tucham is mithya. That you all know very well. That which is neither satyam nor tucham is mithya. Neither real nor unreal is mithya. This you know. So there is a definition given in Sanskritam beautifully. If something can be defined, explained, something is explicable, then we can say nirvachyam. Vachyam means something which can be explained in words. Vachyam, vachyadatu, isn't it? Vachyam can be explained in words. Described. Something can be described is vachyam. Nirvachyam also, something which can be described. To describe something, what do we need to use? Only words. So take you very slowly. Take you understand very clearly. Vachyam, nirvachyam means something which can be explained, described. To describe something, explain something, what is it you use? Words. Shabdena, shabdaihi, is it? Only with words you can describe something, how it looks. So something can be defined means something must be explained, something must be described, for which you need to use words. So nirvachyam, nirvachyam means that which can be described, explained, no, is vachyam, nirvachyam. That which can be defined. So anirvachyam means what? Anirvachyam means that which cannot be explained, described, or defined, anirvachya. So, anirvachyam mithya, anirvachaniyam mithya. Mithya means anirvachaniyam, anirvachaniyam, anirvachyam means mithya. That which cannot be defined or explained or described with words. You cannot describe exactly what mithya is. You cannot explain what mithya is. As what? It can be some mithya is that which can be described, explained as what? As real or unreal. So that which cannot be defined, described, explained as real, or that which cannot be defined, described as unreal also, is what? Mithya. So the definition is, so real means sat, unreal means asat. Asat he means tuchyam. Okay, so sad, asat, sad, asat, anadhikaranatva rupa, anirvachaniyam mithya. Sadasad, I'll repeat it. I want to memorize. Okay, sadasad, anadhikaranatva rupa, anirvachyam or anirvachaniyam, anirvachani, anirvachyattvam, anirvachyattvam is mithyatvam. What is mithyatvam? Mithyatvam is equal to sadasad anadhikaranatva rupa. Sad asad anadhikaranatva rupa anirvachaniyatvam is equal to mithyatvam. Sad asad anadhikaranatva rupa anirvachaniyatvam is equal to mithyatvam. I'll tell you here. You understood sat means real, asat means unreal. So mithya is neither asat nor asat. So anadhikaranatva rupa anirvachaniyatvam. When you say that which can be defined, explained, described is mithya, when we say, what does it mean? Which can be defined as what? Defined as real. If something can be, should be defined as real, okay, you can say it is real. Something can be defined as unreal, you can say it is unreal. But mithya is that which cannot be defined as real or unreal. Now, what is real? What is real? Trikala abadhitam is satyam. Real is that which cannot be negated in all three periods of time. Trikala abhaditam is satyam. Trikala abhaditam is satyam. Then what is asat here? What is unreal? Unreal is that which is not there at all. That which does not exist at all is tucham, asat. So, how can you describe, explain, define something which does not exist at all? Why should we define something, explain, describe what is doesn't exist at all? There is no need for us. We need not explain, describe, define something which doesn't exist at all. Isn't it? So, that's one thing. So mithya is that which is neither asat, which is not something non-existent, not something unreal. Is it real then? No, it's not real also. Why? Because what is real is trikala abhaditam satyam. See, I want to memorize all these words. Huh? You know, it is not something new you are listening to me today. All old lessons. But today I am putting them together correctly. Now you should, hereafter you should remember very well, mithyatvam. Hadasad anadikarana rupatva anirvachaniyatvam is equal to mithyatvam. You should know the definition clearly in your mind. So, trikal abadhitam, that which cannot be negated in all three periods of time means how? So, when we say jagat, jagat only is enjoying the status of being mithya. Jagat only is mithya. You know, jagat, this universe is neither real nor unreal. Why it is not unreal? Why it is not tucham? Because it is available for experience. Anubhuyamanatvat, always experienced. Something which is experienced, available for experience, enjoyment, cannot be negated as unreal. It is there. Just because available for experience, enjoyment, is it real then? It seems to be very real. No, but it's also not real. So, to understand this, let us take this first example. Why this, even the, this lakshanam, okay, this mithyatvam has to be established here? Because, except, you know, this, there are different schools of thought. The people of different schools of thought. Not only non-avedic darshanikaha, not only non-vedic acharyas, even the, within, when people who follow Vedas, Vedikas or some of them are holding on to this view that jagat is real. Jagat mithyatvam they have not understood. Even the example of mithyatvam, sometimes they will question. I'll tell you how it is. When you say mithya is that which is, you know, neither real nor unreal, or mithya is that is non-definable, which can be defined as real or unreal, then the question might come, Brahman also is mithya. They may say, the question can come, why only jagat is mithya, Brahman also is mithya? Why? Based on your own definition. What is the definition? That which cannot be defined is mithya. Then Shunyavadi will tell what? The Shunyam also is mithya. Why? Non-existent also cannot be defined. Non-existent also cannot be defined. So Shunyavadi can say what? Anirvachaniyatvam is mithyatvam. He only takes that much, half, okay? Anirvachaniyatvam, non-definability, is what now? Is taken to be enjoying the status of being mithya. Anirvachaniyatvam is mithyatvam. That which can be defined is mithya. If you say, Brahma, shunyam also cannot be defined. A non-existent thing also cannot be defined. Therefore, non-existent thing... We say, what now? Shunyam also is mithya, he can say. Why only jagat is mithya? Shunyam also is mithya. Then Brahman also is mithya. You know why? Brahman also cannot be defined. Why? For something to be defined, isn't it? Now you have to know the definition of the definition. What is the definition of the definition, you should know. Lakshanasya lakshanam kim? What is the definition of a definition? So, yasya kasya vapi asadharanam asadharanaha dharmaha lakshanam. Now, anything as unique, a special nature of a given object is the definition. Can be taken as a definition, used as a definition to point out something. When you say, in traditional example, we have this, in tradition we have this example. Suppose we say, a cow is a four-legged animal. We say, cow is a four-legged animal. Not only cow is a four-legged animal. Suppose if I tell you, cow is a four-legged animal. When you go out, first you'll see donkey also. You see, anything with the four legs, you can mistake it for a cow. Donkey, monkey, donkey, buffalo, all the tiger, lion, all the animals have four legs. Are they all four-legged only? So cow is a four-legged animal, means it is not the asadharana dharma. Sadharana, general, that is. Any animal has, cow is a four-legged animal, is okay, but doesn't specifically say only cow. It is not, it is only sadharana. Asadharana dharma is lakshanam. A specific, okay, unique nature, unique thing about a given thing. Specific thing is what? Taken as for lakshanam, definition. So cow has, cow alone has sasnadiman, okay? Cow alone has this, you know, especially cow has this. When you have to say specifically, no other animal has, cow alone has that. You have to use that. Because asadharana. Sadharana means what is common in all the animals. What is specifically in cow, we say asadharana. Like that, asadharanaha dharmaha. When you say a specific nature, a specific thing about any object, given object, particular object becomes a becomes what, a lakshanam for that object. You can be used to define that object. So here, now Brahma, when this person says, Brahman also is anirvachaniyam, look at this. What is mithyatvam? Anirvachaniyatvam is mithyatvam. Okay, anything which enjoys the status of being non-definable, okay, is mithya. He mistakes that word, he only takes half of that. So Brahman also cannot be defined. Why Brahman cannot be defined? Because Brahman has no guna, no sadharana guna, no asadharana guna. Brahman is nirgunaha. Brahman has no specific features, specific dharma, specific guna. Guna rahita. Nirgunam Brahma, it has no special dharma, special nature. It has no ordinary nature, common nature, general nature, nothing. It's a nirgunam. Nirgunatvat anirvachaniyam. Brahman cannot be defined because of its attributelessness. When you say Brahman is non-definable, he takes it half and says, which means Brahman also is mithya. Brahman also is mithya. Why? Because it's also, Brahman also can be defined. So now the answer comes, no, Brahman is non-definable, Brahman cannot be defined, because of its nirgunatvata anirvachyam. It can be defined because of its attributelessness. But here, when you say mithya anirvachaniyam is mithya, anirvachaniyatvam is mithyatvam, when you say, then that which can be defined as what you have to ask. That which can be defined anirvachaniyam as what? As real or unreal. That is mithya. That is why sad, asad, sadasad, anadhikaranatva, sadasad, anadhikarana rupa, anirvachaniyatvam is mithyatvam. Is it? So here, I'll give again, we'll tell you the one more thing. When we mistake the rope for a snake, okay, there is a rope, a piece of rope, and we mistake that rope for a snake. We perceive the rope, snake. That is not real sarpaha, rajju sarpaha. Rajju means rope. There is a rajju sarpa. Rajju sarpa means what? The rope mistake, the snake which is actually mistaken. There's no real sarpa, Rajju sarpa. But Rajju sarpaha is mithya. Look at this now. Rajju sarpaha mithya. The snake, the rope snake, The rope mistaken for the snake is what? That snake is mithya. Sarpaha mithya. Which sarpaha mithya? Rajju sarpaha. The rope is mistaken to be the snake. That snake is, mistaken snake is what? Mithya. Why it is mithya? It's unreal. Tucham. There's no snake. No. The snake is real for you as long as you're perceiving it. You're perceiving the snake. You're shivering, trembling. Therefore, the snake is what? You cannot say the snake is unreal. Because you're experiencing the snake. The experience will be there as long as Ajnanam is there. As long as, isn't it? Only until the knowledge takes place, in the wake of the knowledge, the snake will resolve. Until the snake resolves, the snake is real for you. So it's not tucham. The Rajju Sarpaha is not unreal, it is not non-existent, it is mithya because it is available for experience. It is not non-existent. It is not real also. Rajju Sarpaha is not real. It is not unreal because it is experienced. It is not real. Why? Because it dissolves in the wake of the knowledge of the rope. I'll repeat it. Rajju Sarpaha. When you say, when you look at the Sarpaha, you say what? I am Sarpaha Badhate. Upadravati, and I am Sarpaha. This is a snake. When you say I am Sarpaha, the snake is not unreal for you because you are perceiving it. The snake is not real also. Why? Because the snake exists how long? In the wake of the knowledge of the rope, the snake disappears. The snake is there only until the jnanam takes place. In the wake of the knowledge of the rope as a rope, snake resolves. The snake disappears also. So what is satyam? Trikala abadhitam is satyam. See, before you saw the snake also, rope was, as the Vedi, adhishtanam, adhara, substratum of the snake, the rope was there. Before you started seeing the snake also, there was a rope. When you are seeing the snake also, there is only the rope. After you resolving the snake also, what will be there? Rope. So, sarpasya drishtehe prak rope asit. Sarpasya drishti samaye api rope asti. Sarpasya resolution antaram api rope eva bhavishyati. Is it? Rope was before you saw the rope also. Before you saw the snake also, what? Before you started looking at it, mistaking it for a snake also, there was a rope. And when you are seeing that as a snake also, what is actually rope alone? And after resolving the snake also, what is there? Rope. That's called Trikala Abhaditam. Purida? Trikala Abhaditam. Means what? That which cannot be negated in three periods of time means before sarpasya drishtehe prak, before you see the snake as a snake also, there was a rope. As you are perceiving the snake also, what is there is only rope. After resolving, after jnanam, after the right knowledge, after resolving the snake in the rope also, what is there is? Only rope. In three periods of time, what is rope, isn't it? So with reference to the example, we say what? Rope is real. Why? Trikala abadhitam. That rope is something which can be negated in all three periods of time. Got it? No, got the point? See, trikala abadhitam has to be very clear. Before, during, after. In all three periods of time means what? Before the when the snake was seen. And even when the snake is being experienced, and even after the snake is resolved, negation of the snake also is what? Rope. It's called all three periods of time, what was, what is going to be, what will ever be is snake. That's called Satyam, isn't it? Therefore, what about the snake? Sarpaha. Snake is real? No. Why it is not real? It is there as long as Ajnanam is. In the wake of knowledge of the rope as a rope, snake resolves. Therefore, snake will not be after the knowledge. Snake will be resolved in the rope after the knowledge of the truth. Knowledge of the rope, isn't it? Therefore, snake is not real. What is real? Remember the lakshanam, the definition you have to remember. Trikala abadhitam is satyam. With reference to Raju Sarpa example, we say what? Snake is mithya. Raju Sarpaha mithya. The snake is mithya. Why? It cannot be defined, negated as unreal, nor can it be accepted as real. Why it is cannot be negated as unreal, non-existent? Because I experienced, I trembled, I shivered, I was sweating. Okay? Therefore, it is not unreal. But nor is it real because it doesn't exist all three periods of time. After negating the snake disappears. After seeing the rope as a rope, the snake should be there. Only it's satyam. It's not real. Got the point what I'm saying? Therefore, it is there. Therefore, sarpaha mithya. Understand? It's only example. Even the example, sometimes people will get confused. That is why, when you say anirvachaniyatvam is mithyatvam, non-definability is mithyatvam. Means what? Enjoying an object, enjoying the status of being mithya. It's not simply non-definability. Non-definable as what? Non-definable, non-explainable, non-explicable, non-describable as sat or asat is mithya. That which cannot be defined as satyam or asat. Sat or asat. That's why you have to say that sad asat anadhikaranatva rupa anirvachaniyatvam is mithyatvam. So anadhikaranatva means adhikaranam. So the snake is not the locus for the existence of the snake and locus for non-existence also. So that which cannot be the locus for existence or non-existence, that which cannot be negated as real or unreal is mithya. You got the point now? The same way, this whole universe experiencing also is as good as this snake. Raju Sarpa. This whole jagat which you are experiencing is also as good as the Raju Sarpaha, not real Sarpa, Raju Sarpa. This jagat is mithya. So jagataha mithyatvam. Yatatha is mithya. So jagat also cannot be negated as unreal because it exists. We are experiencing it, enjoying it as part of it. Not unreal. But is it real? It appears to be real. It's not real also. Why? Because in Mandukya Upanishad we have already seen. Actually, we studied the Mandukya. The Prashna is only Mantra Upanishad. Now, Mandukya also have Brahmana, we have to study big Upanishad actually speaking. Why this jagat is just sick? There we saw Gaudapacharya, how in the Karikas beautifully he negated. If the waking universe is not satyam, because it is not there in dream. The dream is dream and waking, both are not there in deep sleep state. It must be in all three periods of time, isn't it? There is a time the dream universe is not there. So it is not Satyam. There is a time both are not there. This Jagat, the waking house is not there in dream or in deep sleep state. Dream world is not there, nothing is there in deep sleep state. Therefore, it is Mithya. He established Mithyatma second chapter. We saw that. It is not there now. In dream also, the waking should be there. In dream, there should not be something called deep sleep state at all. The world experience will be always that. All the time, the deep sleep, the world must be there for you. Even when you are, whether you are sleeping or not. It's not there for you, isn't it? Therefore, the world is what? The Jagat is not real also. So how long will it be real? How long can the snake be real? How long? In the wake of knowledge of the rope, you don't need to say snake is not there. You will say what only rope alone is. You will not even mention the word snake afterwards. The wake of the knowledge of the rope, what will you say? There is only rope. You will not say there is no snake, you don't need to say. There is only rope. There is no snake, you need not say. There is only rope, you will say. In the wake of the knowledge of the rope. In the same way, in the wake of the knowledge of the reality as the very Swaru Atma, one's own self, one's own Swarupam, when it is assimilated, you need not say there is no Jagat, there is only Brahma. Isn't it? So here, even though everything can be taken for understanding, here especially this Mithyatvam is taken in the introduction. I will continue with it next session. Okay? If you do not understand the Sanskrit words, please ask me again. I'll tell you. And don't worry, okay? Everything we'll repeat it again. Anadhikaranam. Yeah. See, adhikaranam means locus. Anadhi, locus. Okay? No. Adhikaranam means locus. I'm just telling you, one by one. We have to be very fast. Adhikaranam means locus. Anadhikaranam means non-locus. See, anadhikaranam, this for example, the snake, Rajusarpa, is anadhikaranam. For existence or non-existence. It is not non-existent because you're experiencing it. You can't say, okay. Then it is not real also, existent also. Because there's only rope, there's no real snake, isn't it? So, Sat, Asat, Anadhikarana, Rupa, Anirvachaniyatvam is Mithyatvam. You come back and see that again. So, first I want, that's why I gave the example first. Then you slowly will understand each word. Okay?
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hare Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Hare Om.